Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. The Seven Gables House, with its breezy porch and storied history, has long been a museum on Indian River Drive in Fort Pierce, but it used to be on U.S. 1. It was built as a private dwelling in 1905. By the time John Slay bought it for his large family in 1930, the Great Depression had taken hold. A daughter, Elodie McCready, remembers growing up there. Her brother-in-law, Cookie Eggers, knows the story about how much Slay paid for the house.
He paid $10 and an old hot water heater, which later injured my wife when she tried to light it one morning.
Why in the world was Mr. Slay able to get the house for such a good price? Cookie, what do you know?
As far as I can tell, it was hard times, just about what we're having right now. Yeah, it was hard times.
And we're talking about a house that has seven gables and lots of bedrooms, but only one bathroom, and that was for a family of nine children and two parents. Mrs. McCready, tell me about what it was like. You were one of seven girls in the house of Seven Gables.
Well, just like my mother told us, you get in there and do what you have to do and get out. You don't fool around.
The bathroom.
Yes.
So seven girls had to get ready for school at the same time.
That's correct. And that was another thing. On the chilly mornings, my father used to build a fire in the fireplace, and we'd all grab our clothes and run in there so we wouldn't be so cold while we were getting dressed.
What were the sleeping arrangements? How many bedrooms?
Actually, we had three bedrooms, but the one bedroom upstairs at the back was very big. So we had two double beds and a single bed in that room. So we all had a bed to sleep in. We didn't have to sleep on the floors.
It was kind of like a dormitory.
That's what we called it. And we had a line put up in there. In fact, my father did that, where we could hang our clothes. Because, you know, that many girls, back then we didn't wear slacks and shorts like we do today. We all had dresses, our skirts and sweaters. So we had clothes hanging from one end of that room to the other.
And your parents owned a dry cleaning business, so did the clothes get washed and ironed there?
Not the clothes that had to be washed, because my mother had a Maytag washing machine that she washed our underwear and our slips and things. But our good clothes, we took them to the dry cleaners.
And you worked there, so you took care of some of your own clothes there.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I made sure mine got done, especially if I had a date, because I couldn't leave them home, because this one here would put them on and wear them.
You're pointing to your sister.
My sister Lynette, yes. In fact, a lot of times if what I wanted to wear was home, I'd take it to work with me and then bring it back so I'd be sure I had it.
Guarding it from your sister.
That's right.
At that time, the House of Seven Gables was on U.S. 1.
Of course, it was only two lanes. Right across the street from it was this little barbecue place, Lewis's Barbecue. And then right next to it was a little shop where this lady made all kinds of little trinkets. It's like a little gift shop. So anytime we were invited to a party, all we'd have to do was call Mrs. Wagner and tell her we were going to a birthday party or a baby party, and she'd have our gift all wrapped for us. So wasn't that nice?
Did you go downtown on Saturday to the Sunrise Theater and shopping on 2nd Street?
Oh my goodness, yes. Everybody did. The downtown was crowded every Saturday.
There have been rumors over the years that the house was haunted. Any evidence of that when you were living there?
No. I had heard that years ago, but I didn't pay any attention to it because nothing ever scared any of us there.
Elodie McCready used to own Chuck's Seafood Restaurant on South Beach. She proudly reveals her age. She's 93 and still goes to the Seven Gables House every Tuesday afternoon to serve as a volunteer tour guide. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould. Blue sky.